Leaders of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency appeared in a celebratory mood yesterday. The agency laid out a proposed rule it says ends confusion about waterways that fall under federal clean water protection. But critics say the measure would strip streams and wetlands of needed protections. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz has a story.
Senators and congressmen paraded to the podium Tuesday morning at EPA headquarters in Washington, D.C., starting with the chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who called the proposed water rule a big deal for her state.
We have about 174 million acres of wetlands. I'm very pleased that we are revisiting this rule. I'm glad the focus has been to clarify, to bring about some certainty, and I think most people would say to bring about some common sense with the regulations.
The EPA says the proposal clearly spells out the waters, such as wetlands, that should fall within federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota says the plan honors private property rights.
I mean, who cares more about the land and the water on the land than the farmers and the ranchers and the individuals that own it? And we have to remember that.
Debate over how deep U.S. water regulations should wade is not a new one. The most recent clash came when the Obama administration spearheaded something called the Waters of the United States. Under the rule, land use is regulated near water systems, and property owners have to apply for a permit before being allowed to spread chemicals that might run off and pollute those water bodies. The EPA's acting administrator, Andrew Wheeler, says the new rules would strike the right balance. Government, he says, has the responsibility to protect the people, but not run their lives.
When President Trump took office, he immediately began a process to remove and replace undue regulatory burdens that stifle American innovation and economic development. At the top of the list was the Obama administration's 2015 Waters of the United States definition.
What will remain under federal protection, Wheeler says.
Traditional navigable waters, tributaries to those navigable waters, certain ditches such as those used for navigation or those affected by the tides, certain lakes and ponds, impoundments, and wetlands that are adjacent to all of the above.
Wheeler says the plan also clearly defines what's not federally regulated, including
most roadside or farm ditches, a ditch that a farmer dug on his or her property would not be a water of the U.S. Prior converted cropland would also be excluded.
People representing farmers, home builders, and manufacturers joined the lawmakers and EPA officials in applauding the proposed rule change, but criticism quickly followed. Mike Kaur of Wisconsin Trout Unlimited says he wants future generations to have access to clean water, whether they farm, work in a factory, or love to fish.
Specifically in Wisconsin, we're home to 13,000 miles of trout streams, about 5 million acres of wetlands. About 1 million of those acres are considered isolated, which means if they're not connected via surface water to any waterway, they're only connected via the groundwater underground.
Kaur says isolated wetlands protection would go away under the proposed rule.
If you're going to try to work with the Clean Water Act and the way it was intended to clean up our water for all citizens of this country to use, we feel that those ephemeral streams and those isolated wetlands, I think those deserve protections as well.
Kaur says Trout Unlimited has been working with communities, especially farmers, to restore stream systems. He fears projects might come undone if the EPA rule is adopted.
One that comes to mind would be the Blue River down in Grant County. They've done miles and miles of restoration work on this watershed, and people come from miles away to fish it because it's so good. You know, that's one example, and a lot of that could be in jeopardy if you go back to allowing all this pollution to run back into our waterways.
Kaur and anyone else concerned about the change will have 60 days to tell the EPA what they think about the proposed rule. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.